Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on the Earth Rangers podcast.
Yes, Adelia, I totally agree with what you wrote. And now, I'm coming to find ya.
Earth Ranger Emma is on a quest to find out what happened to legendary conservationist Adelia Goodwin.
Oh, it says she was last seen working in Sri Lanka in 2005.
A fan blog called AdeliasLegacy.com led her to Sri Lanka, where she found some missing pages of Adelia's journal that contained the next clue.
I guess we'll have to go to the world's highest point.
Mount Everest. An exhausting and adventurous hike later, Emma has just arrived in Namche Bazaar, where she was hoping to enjoy a well-deserved break at Sherpa Barista Bakery, when suddenly, a mysterious and rather agitated lady approached her table.
Excuse me, young lady.
Oh, sorry. Do you want me to move my backpack? I'm sorry. Did you want to sit here?
I most certainly do not. I do not share tables with thieves.
What?
Where did you get that journal?
That's
not your journal. Where did you get it? Who are you? What are you doing here? And is that your owl?
Which question do you want me to answer first?
Where did you get that journal?
I found it.
Do you know who it belongs to?
Yes.
Give it to me.
No, wait, why?
It does not belong to you.
I mean, it's not mine, but I don't think it's yours either.
Speaking of which, who are you?
I'm Emma.
Emma who?
Earth Ranger Emma.
Wait, Earth Ranger?
Yes, Earth Ranger Emma, and yes... that is my owl. His name is Sonic.
You're an Earth Ranger.
Yeah, and I found this journal at Earth Ranger's headquarters. I know it belongs to Adelia Goodwin. In fact, I've been following this journal to retrace the steps Adelia took before she disappeared.
Are you a contributor to AdeliaGoodwinsLegacy.com, the Adelia Goodwin fan blog? Should I know you? Wait, are you AG forever?
Well, I know the blog. I'm Ranger E2000 with an underscore. Posted a few questions. I'm a huge fan of Adelia's.
Do you know her?
Know who? Adelia? No, not beyond her reputation and, well, this journal. Wait, do you?
I do. I mean, I did.
Whoa, maybe you can help me on my journey.
I don't think so. Well, maybe.
Cool.
But first, I want to be sure you are who you say you are. So, how about a little test?
Okay. What did you have in mind? Please don't ask me to climb Mount Everest.
Not quite. This is a test of your animal knowledge. Knowledge an Earth Ranger would definitely possess, if you are an Earth Ranger, that is.
In that case, I think I'll be all right.
It's a simple 3-question quiz. If you answer at least 2 out of the 3 correctly, I'll believe you're an Earth Ranger. If not, I'll report you to the local police as a thief.
Okay, that's fine by me. Should be easy.
You'd be surprised. Ready?
Yes.
First question. Which of the following animals is the main source of food for snow leopards in the Himalayas? A, the red isopod. B, the green yak. C, the yellow snake. Or D, the blue sheep.
What a colorful question.
An Earth Ranger would know the answer.
And I do. Just let me see. Earth Rangers. Let's think this through. The first answer, red isopod? That's wrong. An isopod is a crustacean. They live in the water and on land, but they're small. Well, except for the giant one that lives at the bottom of the ocean. So they're not prey for something like a snow leopard. Next, the green yak. Well, I know there are yaks on Everest, but I don't think a green yak is a real animal. So B is out. A snake would never survive in these cold temperatures, so C is definitely a no. So I think the answer is D, blue sheep.
Time's up.
It's D, blue sheep.
Well done, you're correct.
All right.
Also known as a barrel, the blue sheep is a mammal that is neither blue nor a sheep. It's actually more closely related to goats, and its behavior is somewhere between that of a goat and a sheep.
Cool.
Okay, on to question two. Of the Panthera genus, which species is most closely related to snow leopards? A. Lions. B. Tigers. C. Leopards. Or D. Jaguars.
Oh boy, I'm no expert in phylogenetics. That's the study of how animal species are related to each other, but let me think. Lions and tigers look very different, so I don't think it would be them. Which means it comes down to either jaguars or leopards. All three are spotted. That's tough. But jaguars are bigger. Since they share the same name, I'll say C, leopards.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am sorry, but snow leopards are most closely related to tigers.
Really? They look so different.
Yes, for some time scientists were confused about it too. They even thought snow leopards were related to lynx. But with DNA testing, they showed that they're more closely related to tigers.
Okay. That's actually really interesting. But I promise you, I'm a true Earth Ranger.
Well, you have one more question left. Here it goes. True or false?
Oh, I love true or false questions.
True or false?
Sorry.
Snow leopards have a louder roar than a jaguar's, but quieter than a lion's. True or false?
What do you think, Earth Rangers? Something doesn't sound right to me. It's a trick question. I'm gonna say false. Right, Sonic. She tried to trick us.
Well, you're correct. It was a trick question, and you have passed the test.
That was close.
Unlike many big cats, snow leopards can't actually roar at all. Instead, they make sounds like yowling, hissing, purring, and chuffing, which some people call a Preston. Do you want to hear some snow leopard sounds? I have a few recordings on my phone here.
Totally.
That's the call a snow leopard makes when it's telling other snow leopards to keep out of its territory.
That is so cool.
And this one. Well, if you have a cat, you know what a hissing sound means.
For sure.
And this is a chuff or Preston. It's a non-threatening, friendly sound.
It's totally awesome.
Well, since I now know you are who you say you are, it's only fair that I let you know who I am. I'm Dr. Juliette Geary, Nepal-based environmentalist, snow leopard expert, and Adelia Goodwin superfan. In fact, Adelia and I did some research on snow leopards together years ago. Then one day, she just up and left without a word. For a while, I expected her to come back, but she never did. I'd love a chance to talk to her, to discuss all the things I've learned since our time together.
I'm so sorry she's disappeared. It must be really hard to lose someone you've worked so closely with.
Thank you, Emma.
So, Juliette, could you take me out to find a snow leopard?
Earth Ranger Emma, you already know the answer to that question.
You're right, I do. There's a reason they're called the Ghosts of the Mountain.
Yes, they're quite elusive. Perhaps. Well, I'm not sure you'd be interested.
What?
What did you say you were doing here again?
I'm here trying to find Adelia to return her journal. That's really truly why I'm here, honest.
Well, I was thinking.
Thinking what?
I don't know. I mean, it's been so many years, and I've never shown anyone.
What? What is it?
I don't know if I'm ready. But because you're here and looking for Adelia, maybe that changes things. Maybe it's time.
Time for what?
Earth Ranger Emma, do you want to come to my research station? I think that there's something there that you'd be very interested in.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that. But what is it?
It's a surprise.
Oh, wow, that sounds cool. That sounds cool.
What an interesting turn of events. What mystery is awaiting Emma at the Sagarmatha Research Station? And can Juliet really be trusted? Tune in next time to find out.
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.